I saw another there in the Gulyoni Ashas from Rabbi Yosef Engel, also right here. Not varfing. Right here, off and art. Ein Oimrim Kiddush Ela Alayayin Haroi Li Nosech. So he says, take a look at the She'iltas in Parshas Yisroi. It's in She'ilta Nun Dalid, and the She'ilta says it again in Parshas Kisisa. So the She'iltas is in Parshas Yisroi, it's on the Pasuk Zachas Yem HaShabbos Lakachin, it's talking about the mitzvah of Kiddush. U'minolan Dalayayin, says the She'iltas, Omrash Bumar Nachmini, Omrab Yoynesan. Minayin She'ein Oimrim Shira Ela Alayayin. How do you know that you only sing Shira al Ayayin? Shenema, the pasuk says, "Vatoymer lehen agefen hechtalti as tiroish b'sameach lekim v'anoshim." If anoshim b'sameach, the shasulei elakim b'mam b'sameach, have you oimer b'shira? Mikan omru she'ein oimrim shira el al Ayayin umayhi shira dinesachem. The Shilta says, "How do you know that when you make kiddush al Ayayin? It's based on the fact that ein oimrim shira el al Ayayin. And where do you find that ein oimrim shira el al Ayayin? You find it in the Beis Hamikdash." Mahi Shira de Nesachim. It's the Shira de Nesachim. So says Rabbi Yosef Engel, it's Pashut. That's what Rav means. Rav is saying over here that Ein Oimrin Kiddush Hayoyin Ella Al Hayayin Haroy Li Nosech Al Gabi Amizbeach. Meaning this Yayin has to be Roy Li Nosech Al Gabi Amizbeach. You want to know what the Oimik is? The Oimik is because really this Yayin on some level has a Shaychus to the Yayin of the Nesachim. It's a Mefurish Sheiltis. When we make Kiddush, we're singing a song. The song of Shabbos, right? It gives a little bit of a different significance to the song of Shabbos. Zocher Seim Shabbos Lekachay, making Kiddush is singing a song. It's literally a Shira. And because it's a Shira, therefore it has to be Alayayin, because Ein Oimrim Shira El Alayayin, and it has a Shaychus to the Shira of the Beis HaMikdash, which was B'shas to Nesachim, and that's why it has to be in Nesachim. I think an obvious sushal to this is something that we spoke about once by Richas, and that is Rav Shamshon Pinkus, Zecherono Livracha, in his Sefer on Shabbos. So he has a whole chapter on what he refers to as Hahakbola Bein Shabbos LeBeis HaMikdash. Different commonalities between Shabbos and the Beis HaMikdash. We once went through this by Arichas, but just to chazer over some of the pointers that he says. We know the Beis HaMikdash was a place of Mechilas Avoinus. Shabbos, Kuf Yotes, the Gemara says, Om Rav Chiz, the Om Mar Ukva, Kalam Espalo Ber Shabbos, Vayimu Vayichulu, Shnei Malachi Asharis, Hamalavim Loi, Va'odem Manichin Yedeim Al Roishoi, Va'oimrim Loi, V'sor Avoinech, V'chatoseich Techupar, that if a person keeps Shabbos, the two Malachim, as they walk him into his house, what do they tell him? They tell him, everything's going to be okay. You don't have to worry, you're going to get Bechilas Avoinus. In the Beis HaMikdash, the Kehanim used to wear special begadim at Shabbos. A Yid has an obligation to wear Big Day Shabbos. In the Beis HaMikdash, before Kohen did the Avodah, he had to wash his hands and his feet by the Kiyar. There's a Chiyuv to bathe before Shabbos. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was a Menorah. There's a mitzvah of Hadlokas Ner Shabbos. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was a Shulchan with Yud Beis Chalas. Right, but the tzaddikim, the Yud Beis Chalas, but you have to have a shulchan with lechem on top of the shulchan on Shabbos as well. In the Beis HaMikdash, the achila was a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to eat. The karasal Shabbos oinig. This is one of the mitzvahs on Shabbos. There was a mitzvah of Meir Mikdash. Rav Shamshon Pinkus brings from the Iranian in Simon Tof Yud that says it's a chiyuv, a mitzvah eset deiraisa, to have fear for Shabbos, not just covet for Shabbos. You have to have Meir for Shabbos. But the point is that you find all these commonalities. One of the things that he says, this we've mentioned many times, is that when the Yid comes home from Shul on Shabbos, he says Shalom Aleichem. What does he say? He says, Seischem l'sholim, Malachi ha'sholim, Malachi elyon. You tell the Malachim to go away. Why would you say Seischem l'sholim? And the truth is, kama kumas in nishtabru. It's not so pashut. Why would you say Seischem l'sholim? Rav Shamshon Pinkus said, because when a Yid is sitting down to have the Shabbos Suda, it's a bechina of a chal adam, la'yir ba'oyo mayid. And as a result, even the Malachi Asharis, we know, were not allowed to be in the oyo mayid. They weren't allowed to be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim when the Kohen was doing the Avodah. So when a Yid comes into his house, it's mamish bechina Shabbos. It's not just Shabbos, it's the Heichel. It's lefnai v'lefnim. It's for chal adam, la'yir ba'oyo mayid. And that's why we say Tzitzchim l'shalom, because I have a yechidus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you very much for backlighting me and escorting me home, but now I don't need you anymore. Come, give me a bracha. And then Tzeischem L'shalom. And you can talk and say the Tzeischem L'shalom. But this is this Indian that he brings out so beautifully. Kedarke Bakodesh U'B'L'shoi Ne'azah. The Shaychus between Shabbos and the Beis HaMikdash. Shabbos is Kedushas Hazman. Beis HaMikdash is Kedushas Hamakom. But this commonality. Here you have a classic. Ein Oimrim Kiddush Hayoyim El Al Hayayim Haroyim Nosech Hagabi Mezvech. It doesn't start with Su. With a She'iltas to Rabbi Yosef Engel does start with Su. And that is that when we say Kiddush, we're singing Shira. And the gather of the Shira is, it's literally, it's the Shira on the Avoda. You're in the Beis HaMikdash right now. And that was one of the things that happened. And when they sang Shira, there was Yayin. And that's why there's Yayin. So if that Yayin somehow symbolizes the Yayin of the Nesachim, so it's Ma'od Muvan, the memory of Rav. Rav isn't just saying a Malitza Ba'alma. Ain't Oymrim Kiddush Ayoyim, El Al Yayin, Haroi Li Nosech Al Gabi HaMizbeach.